got a podcast up.
There'll also be a lot of people that are probably staying on the YouTube back.
There'll be a few. There'll be. Yeah,
all right, here we go in 5, 4.
Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Brad and Body Boomer Time and Opal Time Podcast. Yep, we're pumped, Body. Both teams have been announced. Yep. So much to talk about. Let's get straight into it. How are you, my friend?
I'm extremely well and really excited about the Olympics coming up. I've been a bit distressed by looking at the groups initially, especially the men, thinking, wow, will they get out of the group? But, I mean, the thing is, if they do get out of the group, then all bets are off. You never know who you're going to be facing next year.
Absolutely.
They could actually get through to the medal. They could be eliminated in the first phase or win a medal. So that's quite extreme.
And it's funny you say it because there's probably a crap load of teams like that. To me, everyone's playing for silver. I can't see US losing it in both men and women's.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
probably men would be more of a chance to lose than the women. Right. I don't think anyone's going to beat the US women's team, but we'll come.
No,
back
I don't
to that.
Think so either.
Yeah,
and they've left out the girl who's going to be viewed as probably the best women's basketball player of all time.
Well, I've got that down because I wanted to speak to you about that. Like, we haven't chatted about this at all. I cannot believe that, but we'll come back to that. All right, back to that. I want to start with the Opals. All right, the Opals team announced. Let's go back a week, talk about the squad, talk about, you know, the second place Chinese team coming in here with, you know, what we thought was going to be a lot more competitive than what they were. I want to ask you about the games. Do you take well done to the Opals for doing what they did, or just China, you weren't ready, didn't bring your strongest team, move on?
All right, okay. My take on it is this. The Australian girls, they're all trying to win a place on the team. There's only 5 spots available because you know that the 7 girls playing in the WNBA were pretty much going to be just automatically going, which I think we need to have a look at just quietly. But anyway, so that we knew that they're only playing for 5 spots. So those kids were working their tails off, you know, most of them, like the Darcy Garbins and the Alice Kunicks of this world. They were really pushing to try and make that team. Flip side, China. I thought China was disgusting. I thought they were absolutely disgraceful. They especially in game 2, their foul discipline, they had none. They were reaching across, slapping people, driving past, stuff you teach under 10 kids not to do, they were doing. It looked to me almost like they wanted Australia to take 50 free throws so that when they went home, they could say, oh, look at all the home cooking they got. Look, they got 50 free throws and we got 10, whatever it was. And I thought that's a load of BS. They were very undisciplined and I was extremely disappointed that they didn't give a more competitive performance either night. Take nothing from the Opals. Those girls were you know, in their faces, playing aggressive defense and really looked the part. But if that's how China's going to play at the Olympics, they're not going anywhere.
Well, they're just so we know, they're in with Serbia, Spain, and Puerto Rico. That's their group. They're in Group A. Okay, so they'll place – I don't physically know who they play right now. I haven't got that in front of me, but I do know where Australia have got to face Canada, Nigeria, and France. Now, France, the home team, right? So that's never going to be easy.
So you've got to finish top 2 or be lucky enough to be the best of the third
place. You don't want to rely on that third place.
No, absolutely,
right?
You do not.
So let's talk about – let's stay with the team first.
Okay.
Talk to me with the team. Obviously, it's been announced. I'll just go through it very briefly. Obviously – congratulations to the GOAT, 5-time Olympian. Probably should have been a 6-time if she wanted it. Probably could go for 7 the way she's playing.
7, yeah. If
she had to me, top 2-3 players, without a doubt, no question. I mean, it's Lauren, it's never no question, but there's none of this, let's take her. She's playing unbelievable basketball. I don't want to say the best basketball in her life because she's absolutely so good.
No, you can't say that because she has been the best player in the world.
Correct. So you can't do that. But we'll come back to her. So then we've got obviously Jackson, as I said, Kayla George, Mariana Tolo, Tess Madgen, Rebecca Allen, Ezzy Magvador, Alana Smith, Steph Talbot, right? And then you've got Christy Wallace and Sammy Whitcomb, Jade Melbourne, Isabella Borlase. Talk to me. What did you think about that team?
I think it was totally predictable. I thought you knew that the 7 were just going to automatically come in from the WNBA. There were 5 spots. Now, Lauren, fitter, faster, in the best shape that I've seen her in since this second phase of her career. She looks so much better than the player who got 30 points against Canada bronze medal game at a World Championship 2 years.
I agree.
This version of Lauren would run rings around that one. I saw her sprinting up the floor, like really sprinting, blocking shots, and still being that really gnarly, painful opponent that people are pooping themselves about in the Kiwi.
Yep.
You know, she is an absolute phenomenon. And while there are some people, and I've heard this said, saying that a 43-year-old making that team is an indictment on Australian women's basketball.
No, I think that's crap.
That's absolute crap. It's the exact opposite. She is such a unique and outstanding individual that we should just have hats off to her and say, wow, you are just one of a kind. You are special.
Agreed.
You are our GOAT. Not of women's basketball. You are our GOAT. Full stop.
Yep.
Okay, so you know she's coming in. Izzy Borlase had been fantastic. You knew she was coming in. Now,
that's my feel good story with her.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Good on
absolutely,
you.
It is. Yeah. That one for the women, Jack McVay for the men.
Yeah, totally.
But let's continue. So you've got Tess Madsen, she's the captain. She missing out? Don't think so. Kayla George, Mariana Tolo, Sandy Brondello loves them. So that was easy.
Automatics.
Picking that team. However, they shouldn't be automatic. They should not be automatic. Darcy Garbin is the modern version of Kayla George. I'm sorry, I haven't seen Kayla play a really good game in a year. Like when she, did you think back last year, Brad, when she and Tess Madgen and Lauren Nicholson were the big signings by Sydney Flames? You thought, whack, two good imports in there. This team is winning the championship. They didn't even make the playoffs. Okay? And the only one of those three that performed consistently was Lauren Nicholson.
You're right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, this automatic stuff, I hate that. Like Sammy Whitcomb, I love Sammy Whitcomb. I think she's a great player and she's been great for the game. But what is she doing in the WNBA right now? Should she have just walked in?
So let me just get you there then. So if we say those two, and I know you want to go with more then, who are you replacing them with?
Well, if those China games were to be of any value, then the standouts were Darcy Garbin and Alice Kunick.
Yeah, I agree with those two. Yeah, they were great. Yeah,
right, so,
I'm a big fan of Amy Atwell. I thought she was great. Now, I know there's questions defensively probably, but she's a flat-out scorer, and I really liked her, but I don't know where you fit her in that team. I get it, but I thought I really enjoyed watching her play.
Well, you see her as, say, like the Chris Goulding.
Yeah, who missed out as well, mind you, but still, you know. But it's just that, you know, you can get on there, don't have to be warm, knock down, bang. Need that shooter, right? That's where I saw that role.
I thought she showed that in the second game.
Yes.
In the first game, I thought she was a little tentative and
nervous.
Just trying not to mess up. Yeah.
Nervous.
You know, you sort of completely understandable. I'm not knocking the kid. I'm just saying she was better in the second game. But at this stage, she isn't ready. She needs an Asia Cup. She needs to come through the system a bit more, and then she will be
there.
I think.
Yeah,
I mean, Jade Melbourne is the one that's going to be very important to us because I think the Sammy and Tess Madgen, like Tess, you know, I'm happy Tess is there because she's a leader and she's a fantastic leader. But if you look at what she's actually doing on the court, it's basically hustle, jump on a
question mark, obviously. And even I was listening to the commentary the other night. It was like, oh, I'm so glad to see Tess Madgen playing two games in a row. Like, you know, I think it was a Laurie Chizik.
Laurie Chizik.
Yeah. And she said that. And it was, and the first thing that clicked in my mind, I was like, oh, hang on. They're all back-to-backs. I mean, there's a day or two in between, but you know what I mean? They're all back-to-backs.
Same as what we had here.
I just hope she'll be okay. I think the team is better with her in it. I do like her. I think her toughness, her leadership is great.
Leadership.
But you need her on the court. I think the whole thing, and this is my own personal opinion, revolves around Ezzy. She's hooping.
She is killing. In the WNBA.
Well, she had how many blocks the other day or something? Like ridiculous.
Oh.
And I think it's now time. This is her team in a sense, if you know. And that's where I feel if you can build around her, Loz will do her thing. You know, you need Kayla. The one thing I don't mind about Kayla, and I know you're umming and ahhing, she does seem to, you know, that old saying, grow another leg when you put the singlet on, right? You know, she just seems to play that next level. But I completely agree with you. I haven't seen it. And I didn't. And I saw a lot of Flames games.
Yeah.
I didn't see her dominate like that, you'd think.
No. I think she had a handful of good games, you know, realistically. Yeah. And I really like Darcy Garvin. I feel very sympathetic towards her missing out. I think she's probably the unluckiest. Alice Kunick gave it a real shake with her performances against China.
I know you won't say it, but I think Sarah not being there, and we know that she's out at the moment, and what a fantastic job she did, by the way, on the sideline. Can I just add that? Fantastic.
She was good, wasn't she?
That's a big loss. She is a big-time player. She's one that can come on and, you know, literally have no points one game, couple of rebounds, to 15 points and 8 rebounds the next. You know what I mean? She's that reliable. I do see her being a big loss for this team.
Okay, but in saying that, we're talking about Sarah Blitzos for anybody.
Yes, sorry, I said Sarah.
In saying that, she's had back surgery. She was never going to – once she had to have back surgery, she didn't even – kind of complete the WNBL playoffs.
Yeah, no, I realize.
So you knew she's not in the equation. Mm. So when you factor that in, then it's like, okay. But, I mean, if she was fit and healthy, yeah, she would have been pushing for a spot for sure, no question at all. And what they miss in her is not just basketball ability, but she is just such a great person to be around,
such a great personality.
Full of fun, full of joy, knows when to be serious. But, you know, she was a big asset to them when they added her to the team in Tokyo after Liz Cambage. You know, when that all happened, I think
at the Worlds here in Sydney. She was fabulous. All right, Group B, we've got to play Canada, Australia, France. Nigeria, France.
And France, yeah. I think they need to polish up on their French, because I think if they know their French, they'll know what the French are saying. They'll know what the Canadians are saying. They'll be right across, because, you know, that's the language spoken there. Nigeria, I don't know. Do they speak French in Nigeria? Is it French Nigeria? I don't know. But
he's just broken the model of what to do for coaching. Thank you, Botti, you connoisseur. Unbelievable.
So connoisseur, see, that's a French word right there.
Oh, la, la.
My God, you're going crazy here. Sacre bleu.
Just call me Brad, not oh, my God. What do you think? Can we get top two?
I expect them to beat Nigeria in the annual Liz Cambage Memorial Game. And then they've got Canada, who they played for the bronze medal. So that's a significant team. Yes. And they've got France, who's the host nation, so they'll grow a leg.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that I expect them to finish.
And it could be more than a frog's leg. I hear you.
Hey. Sorry, got a frog in the throat. Okay, moving right along.
Let's rip it on.
I think we'll finish first or second. I don't think we'll be.
Yeah,
I think we'll finish first or second.
Yeah, I agree.
There are danger games.
Yeah, just get those first couple of wins. That's it. Then we're rolling.
You're through, and as I said, you know, once you get through the group stage, then all bets are off. Anything can happen now. Now you're a chance to win a medal.
So let's finish on the Opals by saying Lauren Jackson, 5 Olympics, with one in between it as a break.
Two, 16 Rio and 20.
Oh, I say 20, but it's 21, stayed healthy, whatever it was. Yeah.
Had she stayed healthy?
Seven.
You know, seven. And right now, as I said, and I said it, and I'm going to sound like I'm repeating myself, and I don't care. I haven't seen her looking this good physically and mentally since, 2014? A decade ago.
So the last question I want to ask, have we got a backup in every spot for what I hope will not be any injuries? Do you like the mix of the team?
Yeah, I do. Yes, okay. I do. I think okay. Maybe at the point we might be a little bit suspect. Like, I'd like to see Christy Wallace playing a bit more consistently. I know she's in Caitlin Clark's shadow on the Indiana Fever team.
Yeah.
Everybody is. But, you know, I'd like to see her play some consistent basketball. I'd like to see Sammy Whitcomb, Tess Madden, all the people that rotate through the PG spot, because Jade Melbourne is the one that's going to be the one that we really require to be able to make the jump for her first. I mean, it's a big ask for a kid.
Big ask, absolutely.
Olympics,
yeah.
But she's going to be very important to us.
Mm. So you are in agreement that USA, just so we know, they're Group C. They've got Germany, Japan, and Belgium. They'll walk through that, right? There'll be top seed coming out of that. Can anyone beat the US without Caitlin Clark? Does it matter?
No one can beat the USA, but the USA can beat itself.
Yeah.
Never rule that out. They can beat themselves.
I can't understand how Caitlin Clark cannot be in that team. I don't care if she's a rookie. I don't care. That girl just had a triple-double the other day. What she's done, I can't believe she's not in the top 10, 12 players of the US. I don't get that.
Among American players, I rank her as, at this moment, in what I've seen across this journey, as the second best American woman basketball player I've ever seen, behind Cheryl Miller.
Yeah, I love Cheryl Miller. Yeah,
You know, and I think, and she's only just a rookie now. So give it another.
How cool is that? Hey, Reggie Miller, do you realize you're the second best player in your family?
Family? Yeah. that great story Reggie told in that 30 by 30, you know, when he gets in the car. He's been picked up by Dad and Cheryl. He's had a 35 point game, thinks he's pretty good. How'd you go? I got 100.
So cool. Anyway.
USA will win the gold medal unless something untoward occurs that I can't foresee. We're definitely in the mix.
Yeah, all we can hope for Australia is you just want to see him in that gold medal game and then throw everything at it. Guaranteed silver, see what you can do. That would be great.
I got one more thing. I just wanted to get out of the group again. It's one of those situations where Canada, France, you know, it's not going to be easy. Yeah. But if they get out of the group, which I'm predicting they will, then all bets are off. They can, who knows what they can do, and that's the same for the men, which is, I guess, what we're going to talk about now, the boom.
Well, that's the next thing. Let's talk about the men. Now, I've seen some Olympic teams being picked, obviously, throughout the years. You've seen a few more than me.
Since 56, mate.
Right. I have never, ever seen so much controversy. Good and bad, nothing, you know, like the team I look back at and say to myself, and I'm going to start with this and then you can take over. If you are doing this again, would you take the 17 players into the China series, or would have you cut it down to 12 so that it could have stopped a lot of this outside noise?
Well, yeah, it was very hard for them, obviously, to pick the final 12. But I would have definitely cut it back from 17. With all due respect to Dejan Vasiljevic, to Jack White, I don't think anybody really expected them to make the team. So that's already, you're already back to 15.
Right.
You know, so.
Do you think if we would have cut it back to 12, it would have stopped the noise as much as what it was?
Yeah, but
the reason I say this, right, and this is where I'm coming from. I watched all three of those games, or two of those games. I wasn't at the training, so I couldn't comment on that. The way Jack McVay performed in that first game, stamp your ticket. Got it, right? Yep. No question. I thought there is no doubt in my mind that Will Magne is going. You need that extra big. You don't know. You know, I thought Landale was fantastic in that second game because he didn't play the first. Great. Duop's fine, and they needed that big.
Yep.
Then I'm looking and, you know, Chris Golding was unbelievable. Shot the ball. Question marks came to me where I had him in my team, but then I was like, well, he's no different shooter than he was at the Worlds, and he wasn't used then. I don't know if they're going to pick him.
Well, I'll ask you this question. What else could he have done? In those two China games,
he couldn't have done anything, right?
So the team was already picked. The team was already picked.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, should have they gone to 12, right?
Yeah.
But now I go to Tease, right? My Tease Thibault, which everyone is, you know, like.
Yeah, it should be in the starting lineup for Christ.
I actually, and this has got nothing, and don't want to hear the Sydney Kings crap, right? I think that Cook's out is more to me than it is with Thibault. Now, you can answer this for me. This is what I'm saying. I don't think there is a guy that crashes the glass, defends, runs the lanes, gets a hand on everything that he can like Cooks does for the big man spot. I'm not talking wings at the moment, right? I thought he was extremely active. I thought he was great, and I thought he was in there. My Tease, I look at these Dyson Daniels, obviously Delhi, but that was a separate one. You've got Josh Green. You've got all these things. I could understand in a way, because they can all shoot from the outside. They've all got that thing. I'm thinking, okay, I could see, probably would have had him in there, but I can see where they're coming from. But I couldn't see the Cooks thing. I'm struggling with that one. Thoughts?
Well, that's where you and I are poles apart. Because right. I think it really came down to Cooks or Kay. And the reality is, I thought Nick Kay was done at the end of the World Cup. I thought, thanks very much, Nick. You've been fantastic. Time to move on.
Agreed.
But Nick Kay rebounds, he scraps, he gets his hands on the balls, he does everything you just described of Xavier Cooks. He doesn't have the athleticism that Xavier Cooks has,
yes,
but he can make shots. And I'm sorry, Cooks cannot. Yeah, he doesn't hit mid-range, he doesn't hit the three-point shot, he doesn't hit a free throw. So if you're asking yourself, why is this tremendous athletic and committed basketball player not in the NBA? Well, you got your answer, because he can't hit the mid-range, he can't hit the long range. And so if Kay doesn't play as well as he did and show, I've still got it, I've still got something to offer, Cooks is in the team. But I think he's not in the team because Nick Kay is.
Okay, but let me throw you this. What Nick Kay gives, I think a Landale can give, and I think they can get even a Jack McBay in a four, but he plays small. I think they can get that. What I'm doing is I'm the coach and I'm looking down the bench. I'm struggling against Canada here. We need to get some stops and run and get on the glass and something. That's what I think Cooks can give us. Nah. Where you can put Kay in that, there, but you're going to get what Kay gives.
That's what Matisse Thybulle can
give
us.
But I'm not saying no to Matisse as well. I'm not saying it should have been between, I agree with you, it was Nick Kay or it was Cooks. I completely agree with you. I'm going Cooks, right? That's what I'm saying. The Tease thing, I can just see because I'm like, really, the only one he could take out is Dele, right? But then that should be Goulding.
Joe Ingles, right? Mate. DG takes out Joe Ingles.
Well, that was an interesting one, so let's stay on that because I read somewhere, I can't remember, I've read so much over the last few days, and someone said, I think Gorge said something to the bench or something in the third quarter of that second game going, we need to rethink this or something. Don't quote me for word, but along the lines of, look how good Joe's playing. So I'm thinking
he had some good minutes at the start of the second half of game two.
But I'm thinking to myself, was it that close? I reckon they would have known before that.
Well, Matisse didn't even play that game, so they made their mind up on it. I think it's a damning indictment of the coaching staff. If they can't find a role for the guy that led the team in steals at the Olympics in Tokyo, for the guy they promoted into the starting lineup for the bronze medal game, and we won it, if you can't find a place for that guy, there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
Because in the World Cup, he looked totally lost.
That's where that's coming from, isn't it? Like now that you've got Dyson Daniels and Josh Green there.
Sure, but how do you lose him? Get him. Make sure he knows what his role is. Give him a role. You know, you're saying
you thought he looked lost because he didn't understand his role.
Exactly right.
Okay, fair call. Yeah, fair call. Yeah.
Whereas in Tokyo, he was just unleashed. He was a thing we didn't know. You know, we didn't know what he was going to bring, and he's bringing steals and defense and dunks.
Ingles out, Tease in. You're staying with Cooks out and Kay in.
Only on what I saw, mate.
That's cool. Are you taking Goulding? And if you are, is that over Dele? Obviously, that's what you're
doing. No, I've got Jack McVay over Goulding because you want a shooter, and Jack McVay can shoot the ball. His stats in the last NBL season compared to Chris Goulding's are better in every area, shooting area.
Okay, so let me ask
outside,
you this
inside,
then.
Plus rebounds and other stuff.
So Jack McVay should be there. There's no question.
Yeah, I think
he's been brilliant.
In.
But my question is, I think Chris Goulding is a knockdown shooter that could sit there for so long I just think Jack's a bit more of a volume guy. Like he needs the ball in his hands a little bit more to get him going, right? Where
first
Chris
touch,
just,
first game, 3 points.
Yeah, after. But like...
How much more does he need?
There's no argument that he should be there. Yeah. To me, it was a Dele or a Goulding. That's where I was at. There was no other question in my mind. Like I would never put Jack there at all in that equation.
I blame Brad Newley because when we had Brad Newley on the program, I didn't have Dele in my 12. I thought Dele was cooked in Tokyo. I thought the World Cup without him, fair enough. But when Brad Newley, who is a guy I respect and has a great basketball career and a great human being, says Dellavedova motivates your group, right? So he's as important in the locker room. And when you look back at that World Cup team, they didn't have that. They were disparate. They were a group that were all in different directions, quite apart from Tokyo, where they were all on the same page. In the World Cup, they were all over the place. They weren't even the same book. So you put Dele in there because of what that hustle he brings, but his ability to unite your group and get them wanting to play. That's why Dele's there.
Well, I have
hats off to him, mate. Hats
absolutely
off to him.
I have no problems with him being there, right, for the sake that
man, when he goes on, he will like break his arm off. Like he has no problems. Yeah. He will give it absolutely everything. And if there's one thing we all know about Gorge, tell me he's not looking at every one of them and saying, no one thinks you're going to get out of the first round. This is what he's going to do, right? He is going to motivate these guys and go, you know, we've been hit hard. I've got every one of you in my team. Now I want to shift a bit and go, do you think this is going to play a role in the upcoming NBL season for Xavier Cooks that is now not at the Olympics? You don't think that?
No, Cooks will be back in. He'll be back in the next World Cup team because what he will do is work on his game. He will improve himself.
Yep.
So he will be there. He will be the sort of guy that you cannot not pick. You know what I mean? You'll have to pick him. He'll force you to. So no, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Let's look at
if he's in this team in the position you have him playing. He's guarding Giannis Antetokounmpo. How do you reckon that's going to work out for us?
Yeah, but how?
Not too good.
But is that going to be any better than what a Nick Kay is going to do?
Yes. No. Will Magnay is going to get in there and get 3 fouls, bash him around.
I never had Will out of the team.
Yeah.
Will was always in the team there for me, you know, because
For that reason, Landale, these guys, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. That will be all right. I don't think Xavier's absence is the biggest one. I think Thybulle's absence is the biggest one.
Thybulle's huge. But, you know, like I did like watching Dyson Daniels get up the floor. I thought he was long and he created some things. I'm actually quite excited to see him get traded to Atlanta as well. I think that'll be good to play. Right. Yeah. So I'm actually, because, you know, he's I like him. Right. And obviously we didn't get to see him at the Worlds, which was expected, but he's going to be better for that. He's had, what is that, 2 years now under his belt with NBA. So,
Question without notice. Patty Mills, starter or off the bench?
You know, it's a great question, and I'm going to say this, and then I'll give my answer. I have not seen Paddy and Josh Giddey work well together, ever. Right? I just haven't seen that connection that makes me think, wow. For that reason, there is no way they would bring Josh Giddey off the bench. They just wouldn't do it, right? I'd be bringing Paddy off the bench. Just for that reason, I'd be starting Josh Green, Giddey, and Dante.
All right, so another question for you. This is a more historical one. Did Gorge make a mistake at the World Cup by giving the keys to Josh Giddey as a first-time player in the Boomers senior team instead of Dante, who had already played extremely well at the Olympics? Should Dante have had the keys at the World Cup and then you could start Paddy? Was that an error of judgment?
No, I would have kept the keys with Paddy. That's my honest opinion of the Worlds, right? Because that's where I thought it was maybe just a little bit early. I always thought it was going to be Josh Giddey's team, right?
Ultimately, absolutely.
Yeah. And I don't think you could put a Dante there and take him out and everything. And, you know, Dante with the history and the injuries and no disrespect and everything, just do your thing, mate. You've been so good. I don't want to put that pressure on you, right? That's how I would think. But I just felt that maybe Josh, but got it a bit too early in Josh Giddey, but if they come out and do what they're hoping to do and win a medal and do all of this, then we're going to look back and go, that World Cup was the best thing we did to get us a medal at the Olympics because they're that much better. But do you agree with the Josh Giddey, Paddy thing? Like,
I don't think that works at all. I think whether Paddy's not able to step away from being, you know, quote, the man, unquote, or whether Josh doesn't. I don't know what the problem
is there, but that isn't working. But I will add one thing about the Paddy Mills thing. I couldn't give a crap if he goes over 50 in the warm-ups, right? That's like I have – once he puts that green and gold on and he's in Olympic, it's Paddy time, right? Mm. He will come on. I still remember that Germany game at the Worlds where I don't know what we were down by, whatever, and he just came on and went bang, 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 bang. We will see that.
13 in a row.
We will see Paddy again like that
So who are we beating in the group? We've got Spain, we've got Greece with Antetokounmpo, and we've got Canada, who are the current world bronze medalists.
I think we'll beat Greece. I really do. I think we'll be okay with Greece. I don't think we can beat Canada right now, but that's where I'm at, right? I just think that'll be a tough game. I think it will come down to the Spain game.
And Spain and us we've got this incredible
history. Yeah, that's what I think it will come down to. Your thoughts?
I think I like what Luke Longley said a long time ago, that Spain has been kissed on the dick and it's time that we did.
Yeah, so true. That's I love that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
So, I've said it all along. If we get out of the group, which is no guarantee, but if we do, then all bets are off. They can go all the way then and get a medal again.
Yeah.
But it's that those three games are going to be absolutely critical.
Just so we know. Saturday the 27th is game one. That is against Spain. So our first game is our biggest by far.
Yeah. Right?
We lose that, we're not coming. Well, I shouldn't say we're not coming first because we could beat Canada, but I don't, you know, that's right. So Spain then, which is interesting, buddy, it's a three-day break. Is it normally like that? I thought it was
No, it's normally alternate days.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. And then the women are in between. They're alternate days in between. Do you think
that would play anything into taking – older guys, not that they did really, like the Joe, honestly, and the Paddy, and the Deli. Like, do you think that played in their mind?
Yeah, I had a chat with Matt Scriven, the CEO of Basketball Australia, a while back, and he was saying that he was quite surprised that the extent to which the coaching staff go into detail about when they're playing them, what the potential matchups are, all those sorts of things. So, yes, the short answer, Brad, would be yes. I think they did factor
that in. So we play Spain on the 27th. Then on the 30th, we have Canada. And then on the 2nd, we play Greece. Right. Yeah. So there's our three pool games. We lose two of those or whatever, we're flying home.
Yeah.
Right. And that's it. And that could be done in a week. Like all of this, it could be done in a week. But if we get out of it, then you'd have to say to yourself, well, we don't have to face any of them. Right, and there's some serious teams right there.
Yep.
So now we go across, and I don't know. You know how it's – you can't tell crossovers and all of that at the moment.
No, that's
which I do like because it was the old, you know, let's try and not get fourth to play against the US. Mm, and people did certain things to do that. So, look, what do you think? I mean, you said yes about Spain, but do you think that's what it comes down to? Do you think Greece? What do you think of Canada? What are you thinking?
I think we get Greece. I worry about Canada and – I think we can get Spain if there's no Gasol was running around.
Yeah.
But there's still, you know, all those Fernandez, yeah, you know.
They're always good. And
Jalapeno and all
they're one of those teams too, Spain, a little bit like Australia where, you know, guys can be okay and things like that and then they just grow that extra, you know, not a frog's leg, right? They just grow an extra leg. Boddy, before we get out of here, I do want to just talk very briefly about the Australian women's 3-on-3. I think, you know, that's been named. Maylie Mansfield, Wilson and Whittle, which I think is fantastic. Damon Lowry, the head coach.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit – I mean, we're talking about, you know, Opals, Boomers and everything. And Gangouris, am I saying that right? I hope I'm saying
Gangouris.
That right.
It's like the Aboriginal saying of kangaroos, I think.
Yeah, Gangouris, which is great. I think that's great. And a shout-out to them. Congratulations. They're Olympians.
Yeah.
Right?
And so, the thing is, As time goes by, we'll start to realise there are gold medals to be won in 3x3. You know, like, let's get a bit more serious about it. You know, so, good luck to them. Good luck to them. They're right up there. They're right in the mix for sure.
Fantastic. Well, to all our viewers, Boddy and I are going to continue on once, you know, with the Olympics starting. We're very keen. We will give, you know, our thoughts, which means absolutely nothing and we're wrong. And most of the time we are, aren't we, Boddy? Do we ever – what do you think, mate?
Yeah, I got a tip right last season in about the 17th round, I reckon. That's my memory.
Yeah, and that was Brad Newley telling you I thought Delhi should be in.
Yeah, that really did influence me, I've got to say. That really did influence my thinking on Delhi because, like I said, I thought he was cooked. And to see what he's done and the work that he's done.
He wasn't cooks, he was Delhi.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Thank you very much. On that note, see you later.
See you next time, everyone. Have a great week. Remember, go to Boomers, go to the Opals. How much would you love to be going to Paris right now, calling these games?
Oh, absolutely. I'd just like to be going to Paris and just go up the Eiffel Tower.
So many things could be said about that.